bringing beer to your ear. It's time for What's on Tap. What's on Tap on KX93.5.
All right, well, welcome back to it. Fridays are great at the radio station, you know, mainly because we bring you What's on Tap each and every Friday in the 4 p.m. hour, courtesy of Straub Distributing Company and KX93.5. Again, being the craft brew radio station of Southern California comes with great responsibility, and we're happy to bring you that. What are you laughing at, Jim, man? Well, now your microphones are on. Jim Kennedy is here. You know, Howard Compton is here. We missed you last week, man.
I miss you guys.
Did you?
Yes, I did. David told me you guys had a great time.
Absolutely, we did. My girlfriend Kate Singer is here, the first time she's ever been on this beer segment.
It's nice to finally be here on a Friday. I've been meaning to come and get some Beer Wizard action for a while. So.
Right. I've been raving about you guys, Howard. And also Maura Tibbs from Golden Road Brewing. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what did you guys bring today?
So we brought our Hefeweizen. It was the first beer that we ever brewed, actually.
No way. Mm-hmm.
So the owners... and our first brewmaster took a trip to Bavaria, to Germany, to learn how to brew a traditional Hefeweizen. So we definitely call this a Bavarian style. So we use Bavarian yeast, and then we add some orange and some lemon.
Awesome.
From California.
So again, before we really get into the beer or whatever, this whole month we will be celebrating Golden Road Brewing. You know, they're doing their thing out of L.A., absolutely killing it. They've been affiliated with some, you know, really charitable organizations in the past, like Heal the Bay, this whole L.A. River Revitalization Project. Last week we had the 2020 IPA, which is almost an instant favorite of mine, being like a hophead. I wish I brought that home for you.
Can't wait to try it.
I know, right? And Jim seemed to like that as well. Being a wine... See, Jim's here not only because he has a show on the weekends here, a politics show, but he is really involved in the wine community, and he wants to know more about beer. So.
Yeah, I've got a lot of my friends in the wine biz, or not in the wine biz, but are wine tasters that over the last few years have started drinking beers and going to craft breweries and learning a lot about them, and I just want to follow along and see what it is that they're getting into, because it seems interesting.
Plus, he's on the right side of politics, I hear.
I am righty Jim, yes.
Well, that's another conversation for another show, Howard. So I noticed the glassware that you brought today. Is there an optimal sort of glass to drink a Hef in?
Yeah, so we want it in a Weizen glass. This is a little different, but it's tall, it's slender, and it enhances the appearance and the aroma of the beer. That's why we want to do it. And on this Hefeweizen, what we want to do, remember I told you to pour down the middle?
Yeah.
On Hefeweizens, you don't do that because they're overly carbonated, so what you do is you tilt the glass just a little and pour it down the side. You don't have to tilt it far. Let it flow down the side, and when it gets 3/4 full, pour it right down the middle.
There you go.
Yeah. I've been trying to use that pour down the middle technique at home. Not so good at it.
We'll teach you. We'll teach
good
you.
At it, right? But that doesn't deter us, and we're still drinking good beer at home. Again, the Golden Road Hef is what we're trying today on member-supported radio KX93.5. Cheers to everybody.
Cheers. How do you like this cloudy look of this beer?
That's what I was going to say. I feel like most Hefs are very cloudy, and that's just indicative of the kind of brew, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has yeast that's fermented in it, and it has wheat. Plus, when you smell this, you're going to smell cloves, banana smell, because it's a Bavarian yeast they use.
Kate Singer over there is not big on the banana flavor.
This tastes good, though.
This tastes good, though, right? It's not. It is not too bad. Again, a Hefeweizen is more or less a wheat beer, correct?
Yes, you're right.
An unfiltered wheat beer. That's what gives it that cloudy look.
Really? How does one filter beer in the first place?
Excuse me.
You all right?
Yes.
All right, you're burping already.
Yes, I'm already burping. I'm sorry. We have a filtration system that we use to filter it. So,
and that's after the whole brewing process.
After the whole brewing process, before it's canned and bottled.
So this is an unfiltered Hef. It tastes pretty good to me. Normally, I would say that I am a hop head, is what they call it. We go out and we try those Imperial IPAs and all of those type of brews, which are great, yeah. But I guess there are some nuances and some subtleties involved with brewing a Hefeweizen.
Yeah, they use organic lemon and orange in this, so it gives a little California flair to it instead of just being a banana and clove.
I think the reason why you guys were saying that you're not big Hefeweizen fans, but this isn't too much is because we are fermenting it at a cooler temperature than a traditional hef, so it's going to take away some of that banana ester and allow for more of the flavors to be in balance.
Well, this must be real popular on tap over there at your brew pub and at the brewery, because if it was the first beer you Golden Road has ever put out there, I mean, it's still going strong, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's our number one draft handle, so it does really great.
Amazing. Yeah. I bet you hang out at that. What do they call it? The Golden Road, you know, brew pub?
Yeah.
The pub, and it's attached to the brewery, right?
Yeah, I don't hang out there as much as I would like to.
Sure.
Because I'm out in the field selling beer, but every time I get a chance to go in there, we've got 20 beers on tap on average now, so there's always something new that I haven't even tried, so I like to make it over.
We do know that some beers are locally in Whole Foods and some other restaurants around town, which is very, very cool. Again, this is the What's on Tap segment here on Member Supported Radio. Jim Kennedy is here. Maura Tibbs is here. Our resident beer wizard from Straub, Howard Compton, and Kate Singer in the studio as well. This hef is delicious.
It's very good.
It is. And you said it was brewed with orange peel and some other things.
Orange and lemon. Organic.
Organic California.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, all about that. I feel like you got to stimulate that sort of, create a market for organic food, and people will start buying it, and hopefully prices will decrease and everybody could afford that stuff. I don't know.
How do you like the cans?
The cans are great. Okay. There are no bottles, in fact, when you're talking about Golden Road, right?
I think it's awesome because cans is like a mini keg.
Yeah.
It won't get light struck. No light can affect this. It's a number one recycled product. You don't need a bottle opener open these. It comes ready to go.
So. Right, so it's like a mini keg. Basically, a can is the optimal way to have a beer.
Yes.
Right, because the sunlight might do something to the flavor. David last week was even talking about sometimes in bottles, the cap might even open a little bit and let air in there. Yeah, so there you go.
And oxygen is the worst thing for beer, and that can't happen with a can because it's sealed.
Are the cans coated, or is there just no reactivity with the metal between the beer?
They're coated.
There's a water-based coating.
Okay.
No kidding. Well, excuse me while I take another sip of this Golden Road Hefeweizen, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
You are. another good thing about, or why we, Golden Road, chose to go with cans is because we're brewing beer for the Southern California market, and we know that since we get so many days of sun and we like to be outside, cans are the most convenient way. They chill down quickly. They won't break if you want to bring them on a trail or on the beach. So it's kind of the optimal way to package beer for LA.
That's what I hear. Are you familiar with the concept of the beerito? Have I said that on the air before?
So.
No.
The beerito.
No, those are merging two perfect things, so that sounds fantastic.
Right, when we think that's like an amazing thing. Mind blown.
Yeah.
No, they have the beach booze band up and down the coastline here, especially down in San Diego, and people were getting around that fact by wrapping their tall cans in some aluminum foil and making it look like a burrito. So when they... drink on the beach or out the parks.
Would it look
it's
weird, though, if I had one in each hand, a burrito in one and a beerito in the other hand?
That sounds like a perfect Valentine's Day, Kate, actually.
Mookie, I got to say that you have a great girlfriend. Anybody that takes their boyfriend to a brew pub to experience the beers and hang out with you, that's awesome.
I do love it, and this guy.
We have a refrigerator packed full of craft brews, and we're always willing to go out to new places and try new beers and everything like that. So Jim Kennedy, our resident wine aficionado, what do you think about this Golden Road Hefeweizen we got today?
This is great. I get a little bit of the banana in there, definitely, and I get a little bit of the citrus, but it's great. I like that quite a bit. I tend to like more of the Hefeweizens and the lighter beers, if that doesn't make me sound wimpy or, a poor example, but those are the ones that I tend to like. I tend to like the ones that have more fruit in them. Maybe it's from the wine experience or what, but I tend to like the more fruitier type of beers.
Now, just like any beer, sometimes at the end of the brewing process, that's when they add the extra elements, like fruit, like coffee beans, like raspberries, whatever. Is that the same for this particular beer?
Yes.
Is it at the end of the process where they add the orange?
In the finishing tank, they'll do that.
In the finishing tank. Well, it does taste great. Sometimes the Hef people will drink an orange slice in it. Is that a thing that we should be doing?
Well, this already has it in it, and people want to put the orange on there. Originally, that was there just to accent the aroma, and when you squeeze it and put it in the beer, the brewer didn't design that to be in there. And when you put the orange peel or lemon peel in there, the rind has oils on it, so it makes that head immediately dissipate, and it doesn't look very attractive.
Right.
Plus, I don't like things floating in my beer.
No, I don't like that either. Maybe a little bit of yeast floating in my beer would be
that's
fine,
perfectly you know? Fine, yes.
I'm looking at this cloudy Hefeweizen from Golden Road, and I don't see any yeast particles, but there might be, no?
No. What we did is we suspend the cans in our hand here, roll them,
yeah.
And it gets the yeast resuspended, so that's what we do.
Right? No kidding. What else is going on in the Golden Road community, Maura?
Well,
anything else that we should know about your facility up there in Los Angeles? Again, we talked about the project you guys have been working on, which mm-hmm. seems like a huge endeavor.
It is. We are actually LA's largest craft brewery.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. There's not a facility in Los Angeles that you can visit that's going to be to the same size. And we have something pretty exciting that's going on. Our head brewer, Cole, is starting a barrel aging program. So we're throwing some of our beers in there and kind of seeing what they can do. And what we did with the Hefeweizen is we brewed an imperial version of it. So that ups the ABV, allows it to age.
You're going way too fast for the consumer ABV. Out there. For the uninitiated, an imperial version of the beer would be what?
And that would just be larger, higher alcohol content.
Okay, and sometimes double the ingredients, right? Something
yes.
like that in an
yes.
imperial or a double.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when we talk about barrel aging, you could barrel age in any kind of barrel. You know, mm-hmm. rum barrels, you could do whiskey barrels, you could do rye barrels, wine barrels, so...
Yeah, we use tequila barrels with the Hefeweizen.
You're Ooh, kidding me right now. Is that available for the public?
It's a small batch, as a, you know, there's only a few tequila barrels that we have at the brewery.
Yeah.
But yeah, that should be appearing sometime in the next few months. It'll definitely be at some special accounts.
So it's a Hefeweizen aged in tequila barrels.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that sounds great. Isn't there a beer that we saw the other day that was aged in sake barrels at the Japanese restaurant or something?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what that's called.
Yeah, but I think that's a thing as well. And we took a tour of Drake's up in Northern California a couple weekends ago. So much fun.
You had a good time?
Yeah, it was great.
I forget
great.
What the brew was called, but it was aged in bourbon barrels, and it's really great. I love when the brewers are like cutting edge and thinking about, you know, thinking outside the box and doing different things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that half you're going to roll out pretty soon.
Yeah, I don't really know. Sometimes just great beer appears and they tell me that it's on the market or I can put it out there and sell it. But yeah, so there's a small batch and it should be arriving within the next couple months.
Cool. No. Well, you got to keep us posted.
Well,
because we're dying to try that one again. Golden Road Brewing is what we're highlighting each and every Friday of the month here on Member Supported Radio. It's the What's on Tap segment. Maura Tibbs is here from Golden Road. Howard Compton is here from Straub. We got Jim Kennedy, Kate Singer, and I'm Mookie, and you're you. And again, morale is high in the studio because it's another beer segment, you guys. But some people out there missed the segment we did last week. We highlighted the Golden Road 2020 IPA. That thing is, again, the LA River Revitalization Project is something that you guys are dealing with as well. Could you speak on that a little bit?
We're trying to, basically what the LA River Revitalization Corps is aiming to do is to connect 51 miles of the LA River, have like a green belt around it, so be able to access that more, you know, what that'd be like, walking and running trails and just kind of having it be not such an eyesore and a little bit more revitalized.
Do people at the LA River people and the people at the brewery, are hopes high to get that done by 2020?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lofty goal. I hope we don't have to change the name of the beer. I hope it can happen by that time. So, yeah, absolutely. And we're really passionate about it being that it's right there. And just like the Heal the Bay, you know, we chose to do our first charity and partner with them because we're passionate about that as well.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mookie, you haven't asked about the pictures on the cans.
Dude, there's so much to ask right now, and frankly, I'm just, you know, being the ringleader of this thing is very difficult sometimes. When you give me a beer, I just want to dive right into it, man. But yeah, I noticed on the 2020 from Golden Road, on the can is basically a picture of what the LA River is supposed to look like. There you go. And then what's on this one, the Golden Road Hef?
This is the Los Feliz Bridge.
Okay.
So the 2020 can is our only can that we used an image and then constructed it to look like a futuristic picture. Everything else is an actual picture of right now what that image in Los Angeles looks like. So
cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were the first people ever to put an image, like an actual picture, onto a can. So we had to find someone to come up with the technology, and I'm really glad we did.
Yeah, that looks great.
It totally does. Yeah. And most of these cans are just one pint, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all one true pint.
Easy. You could pour one in your pint glass and then discard the can, or I'm sorry,
recycle
the can. 4.6% alcohol content in the Golden Road Hef. Would you say this is a session beer?
Very sessionable.
What does that mean then?
Lower the IBUs, the more sessionable. When you talk about sessionability, it means you can sit down at one session and have more than one. And this is probably as most sessionable beer you can get because the IBUs are very low in this.
Right. Is that indicative of a Hefeweizen just in general?
Yes.
Not a lot of bitterness?
Right. So that's what IBU stands for, is International Bitterness Units.
Right.
So those big Imperial IPAs have out of 100, have a number that indicates how bitter they are.
Yeah.
This one, as you can tell, it's actually 10 on the bitterness scale. It's
and then like to compare that last week, the 2020 would have been what?
I believe that's 80.
Okay. Oh, wow.
80, yeah. It's real high.
So that's quite a difference.
And that's what you get with those IPAs and stuff that we've been drinking here on this segment. Man, the brew is awesome, and we can't wait to visit Golden Road. So I guess we'll give you a heads up when we go and visit. Maybe even a live remote, you know, down the road would be great.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
We got the weekends. What's holding you back?
I don't know.
I'd tag along for that one.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Actually, because I'm going to need a ride home, most likely.
We'll be taking the train.
Golden Road is what we're having here. Golden Road Brewing, doing their thing out of Los Angeles. The biggest craft brew operation in Los Angeles. We're happy to be on board with an operation like this. I feel like we're going to have a brewmaster, or maybe even somebody who founded the brewery, come in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, next week. We're going to have the owner, one of the owners that started the brewery. He's also involved in a couple of restaurants, and that's what's nice. He knows about food, and he knows about beer.
Right.
And what two better things to go together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tony has two different craft beer bars, Mohawk Bend and Tony's Darts Away, located in Echo Park in Burbank.
Tony's Darts Away.
Yeah, that was the original name of a bar, and then it just so happened that it opened up, and he bought it, and it happened to have his first name in the title, so it was kind of perfect.
So is that relating to running away, or that they've hide all the darts, and the darts have been put away?
We've got one dart board. I don't really know. We've got some great board games. Okay. I love that
just
spot.
Just curious.
No, it was just someone else's name.
Well, I think I'll have to ask him that next week.
Yes, there you go.
Totally, man.
Perfect person to ask.
So again, Maura Tibbs from Golden Road Brewing here in our Pearl Street studios. You're always welcome to come by and hang out and drink beer on a Friday. Can people just, you know, reserve a tour of the brewery or a tasting?
Absolutely. We have public tours on the weekends. They're around, I think they start 1:30, 2:30, and 4. You can go online, sign up, come before or after and have lunch at the pub, hang out, and then you get a tour.
Awesome.
With a beer in your hand, always.
Have you ever done a beer tasting with Howard here?
We've tasted some beer together, right,
yes,
Howard?
Yes, we did one at in El Toro there at the brew. Remember?
Yes,
Ed
I do,
House was doing a little tasting there, and we joined him.
Yeah, he's got some great beers as well.
Who's that now?
Ritual Brewing out of Redlands, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh. Nice. Because before we launched our segment, we saw the Straub facility in Anaheim, and it is massive. They have a wonderful tasting room, which I guess it's what's the word I'm looking for?
It's a clean room.
It is a clean room. It's like a professional grade tasting room.
Doesn't get any better than
that. Yeah, and man, you just took us to school on all these beers, man. You know so much about the process. And all of this, and we appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us, Howard.
Thank you. I'm blessed to be with a company that has the passion to do those kind of things. And we didn't talk about how many cases of beer that warehouse holds. It could hold up to 1 million cases of beer. We always have at least 500,000 cases on hand. That keg room we took you into holds 3,300 barrels.
Wow. That's
insane.
A lot of beer.
That's insanity. So basically 95% of the Straub facility is just a warehouse for the beers in the back,
yes,
you know, and
yes,
then you guys have that huge room, which I guess you could rent out for your wedding or bar mitzvah, right? Or watch a ball game on the big screen, and then the tasting room, which is a professional grade room to taste beer in. It's like very sanitary.
We have a lot of people from like the fire department, the police department that rent that room out. They don't even rent it. We just give it to them.
Yeah.
And it's given back to the community, just like Golden Road does. You know, they give back to Heal the Bay and the River Project. So it's the same process. We want to give back.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Jim, did you want to add anything? Our resident wine person
I was curious on the alcohol level. This is 4.6 you'd mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Last week we were, was it around 7 for the IPA?
It's at a 7.4.
Okay.
For the 2020? Yeah. And that's, wow, man, that's double this one.
Yeah, so that's quite a bit higher. Is that because of the fermentation process doesn't bleed off as much alcohol, or...?
IPAs are traditionally a little higher in alcohol, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Remember, when the more malt you put in, it gives the yeast something to eat, and when the yeast eats yeast, it produces two things. It produces CO2 and alcohol. So the more malt you put in, the more alcohol you're going to get.
So basically you control your alcohol levels by your malt levels.
Yes, and people add different things in to increase the alcohol content, like cane sugar and different candies.
Sure. Okay.
So there's a lot of things they do that.
Okay, good.
You know, when talking about the alcohol content, this one is very light on alcohol. Last week, the 2020 was just over 7, and I felt it, man.
You must have been a happy guy knowing IPAs.
I was on a good one. And after we did the beer segment, I had an artist come in for an interview who was performing locally around town, and I wish I had taped that, because I would love to listen back to see how I sounded, you know, after that beer segment. And then your boy David from Straub, he went across the street, he got a rough draft IPA and brought it up here, and we were all hanging out.
You know, being a San Diego guy like you guys are, I would recommend stopping by there. Yeah. Those guys are some very nice people, and they have a brewery they're doubling the size of, so...
Maura Tibbs from Golden Road Brewing, do you find that the beer community, everybody kind of knows each other?
Yeah.
And it's very incestuous like that, especially in not just L.A., but I guess L.A. and San Diego, right?
Oh, absolutely. We, even though most of us, you know, brew and sell beer for a living in our free time, we are drinking beer with each other and visiting each other's facilities. So, yeah, we all definitely know each other and hang out, and we're all kind of best friends.
Are you a home brewer yourself?
No, I loved listening to David's story last week. But no, the brewing process for me, it takes like way too much patience and attention to detail. And I enjoy just watching the other guys do it. They're better at it. I watch them do it. Right. And then I drink along with them and chat about the beer.
I think me and Kate on a Saturday or Sunday, we would just like to walk around Carlsbad Village and just go to the pubs. Rather than staying in, and again, it's such trial and error. It's like baking a cake. You never know when you're going to come out with a good brew type of thing. But I'd be willing to try it at home, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd love to give it a go.
I'd love to give it a go and sanitize things and, whatever.
We'll get you in the brew house and get you brewing with those guys. It's a good experience. That's how you're going to learn.
Right. And I noticed stores were popping up left and right, home brew stores, and all the ingredients you could get right there. Maybe you'll get on board with that, Righty Jim, and maybe do that.
You never know. But you know what? I haven't made wine at home yet, so I'm not sure that I'm going to try beer either. But,
right.
But I might at some point. It's interesting. I'd love to learn, like I said, want to learn about the process. And because there is quite a bit of similarity between the two. I mean, it's different, but there is similarities on how they work and the process. Just the wine takes so much longer to make than the beer. So you get your satisfaction quite a bit quicker through
beer. We talked about that a little bit last week. So at this point, you would say that it might be easier to make your own beer rather than your own wine.
Oh, by far, yeah.
Right.
By far.
Right. And that everything from, I guess, growing the hops in your backyard might be easier to do than grapes, right?
I would think so. I don't know about the temperature sensitivity as much for the hops and the malt as there would be for grapes.
The hops we grow on the side of our building. It's Straub there. So it's not the ultimate climate, but they do great. They get to the top of the building. We cut them down. We pull the hops off, and we use those for – we don't brew with them because we're not a brewery, but we use them for demonstration purposes in our tasting room.
Because David – David was talking about a belt across the the Northern Hemisphere where they like to grow them, from like Washington to Germany and –
Yeah, New Zealand, Germany, South, and we got Idaho and Washington, so they grow across that region.
Again, Golden Road Brewing is what we're highlighting each and every Friday on the What's on Tap segment. The Golden Road Hefeweizen is what we're having in the studio today. Again, did you say this was like a Bavarian style?
Mm-hmm.
And is there, in fact, an American style?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, an American Hef is going to be not as much mouthfeel, so not as yeasty, not as kind of creamy.
Yeah.
You know, going to be a little bit more crisp, I'd say. What do you think, Howard?
Yes, yes. The first guys to develop the American style were the Whitmer brothers, Kirk and Rob. They brewed in Germany because their sister lived there, so they worked at a local brewery. And they came over here and took an alt yeast and developed American style Hefeweizen, and everybody that has American styles copied them.
So they were the original. Right. I would say that the Whitmer brothers, that Hef put them on the map. I mean, they're pretty much known for it, right? And they're out of Portland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man. Yes, that put them on the map, but they have so many other beers besides that. Mm-hmm. So, Mookie, we know your style of beer. What's Kate's favorite style?
Yeah.
I like a good IPA, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bit of a hophead myself.
Pretty much. What do we have in the fridge now?
Yeah.
Now that we've talked about Golden Road and really highlighted the brewery, you know, right, what is in your fridge?
Well, we've always got some good double stouts, I think.
Sure.
Some of those Green Flash ones in there maybe right now.
Yeah, the Green Flash double stout is a favorite of ours.
What is the other one? What's that? It's an IPA right now. What's that? The Titan something?
Yeah, the Great Divide.
Great Divide Titan IPA.
Yeah, which was okay. We tried that on a whim because it came in a six-pack, and sometimes beers just come in four-packs.
Sometimes you just want six.
So we're looking for bargains, too, out there, you know?
But this four-pack is awesome because once the cans are cold, you put them back in here, and it keeps them insulated.
That four-pack is awesome.
Wow,
it's
good.
Not a traditional plasticky thing. It comes in a cardboard box.
Mm-hmm. And we make it a four-pack instead of a six because you're getting 16 ounces as opposed to most bottles are 12 ounces. So it's still about the same amount of beer.
Mm-hmm.
But
I love the big cans. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Totally.
And actually, a cool thing, another reason why we chose cans, is aluminum is infinitely recyclable as opposed to glass, which takes just as much energy to produce new glass as it does to recycle. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
This is What's on Tap. Jim Kennedy is here from Clashing Heads, also our resident wine connoisseur. Kate Singer is here, my girlfriend.
Hi.
In the nature of full disclosure, I guess it is Valentine's Day, so might as well, you know, have a very special beer segment today.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Howard Compton is here from Straub Distributing Company. And Maura Tibbs from Golden Road Brewing. We're looking forward to meeting some of your people as well as the weeks progress and as we move on with our What's on Tap segment. Anything to tell the general public? Anything to touch on before we kind of wrap it up? The people who might not be familiar with Golden Road Brewing thus far?
No, I just encourage everyone to go out and try it, maybe this weekend. You know, it's Valentine's Day, and we have a red IPA out in the market. So that'll
be here, and it's going to be gone soon, right?
Yep, it's only out for about 2 months.
Okay.
Part of our custom IPA seasonal series. So, yeah, I think it'd be a perfect gift for your loved one to go out and pick
that
up a four-pack of 2020.
And then you guys are in Atwater Village. Is that the area we're calling it up there in Los Angeles?
Yep.
More or less San Fernando Valley?
Just on the border.
So we're
technically in LA, right on the border.
Cool. Well, Golden Road, you guys are doing some very admirable work for the community. The beers are top notch, and we appreciate you coming in and sharing your beer knowledge with us as well. Yes, Jim?
So one last question. Where would the people that are listening be able to obtain the beer?
As Mookie was saying, Whole Foods. Yeah,
gonna
have Total Wines
locally, and I think there's the Sapphire Grill or whatever they're calling it down the street may very well have that as well, or maybe Gina's Pizza, a couple of restaurants around town, you know. But we'd like to see them everywhere around Laguna Beach. Now that we're spreading the word about your brewery, let's blow it up, man.
I'd appreciate that. That sounds great.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
I just want to encourage people to see a can, not to be scared to drink out of a can. It's a great way to enjoy a fresh product because it's not going to be exposed to light. Cans are kind of new, and people are going that way. So we always had Bud and Bud Light in cans, but these craft brewers are going to cans.
Totally. Again, Golden Road's blazing trails and doing what they do. You'll see the Golden Road brews in the liquor store or your local brew pub. Try them. Call us here in the studio. Let me know what you think. You guys are welcome to hang out the rest of the afternoon on the air. We could spin some tunes, talk about music, because frankly, it feels kind of weird wrapping it up right now, but I guess that's what we'll do.
We'll hang with you.
All right. KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM, and if you miss anything on our beer segment today, it'll end up as a podcast shortly, and it'll live forever up on KX935.com. Thank you very much, everybody.
This has been What's on Tap. Listen on Fridays at 4 p.m. for more brews and beer tips.